Hi there, everyone. My name is Anders Damstrom, and today I'm excited to bring you a phone interview and conversation that I got to have with Lorianne Austin, who is one of my current professors at Thompson Rivers University, or TRU. Today I spoke with her about her work here as a prof in the social work department, as well as her professional work in the field, and why she feels like she's a good fit here at TRU. She works in the hospital setting with mental health and substance use, and this interview is amazing. We had great conversation, and she really understands what it means to be in this profession and is really out to help people. I'm excited for you all to hear this, so sit back and tune in. She has some wise words.
Hey, good morning, Lorianne. Before we get started, I just want to make sure that you know I'm going to record our session, and I'd like to ask your consent.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So how are you doing this morning? Yes, it's definitely nice out. I'm here on campus, but it's like very sunny and blue skied. So while we were talking earlier, before I mentioned my partner isn't here, but I do, you know, got my water and my coffee and I'm ready to get started with you.
Sounds great. I got my tea.
Sweet. Love it. So today we're going to talk a little bit about your work here at TRU and maybe just a bit of your about your work in the community. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I've introduced you before, but tell us a little bit about yourself, what the, you know, what's kind of the, some of the work you do in the social work field and where does that story start?
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned, I'm a professor in the School of Social Work and Human Service, mainly teaching in the human service programs, and I'm the field education coordinator as well at TRU. In terms of where that all started, you know, I moved to Kamloops several years ago, and first was drawn here to work at the local TV station as a reporter. And I really was passionate about telling people's stories and giving voice to people's stories. But as I spent some time in the field, I learned that perhaps broadcasting and news media wasn't the best way to do that. And I remember interviewing a couple folks who were social workers in the community and being very inspired by their work that they were doing to support some of the most marginalized individuals in our community. And so I went back to TRU and actually enrolled in the Bachelor of Social Work program and successfully completed that, began working with Interior Health in the community at the hospital. While I worked on my master's degree through UBC and my social work career kind of took off from there. And after I had some experience in the field, I was able to apply to teach at TRU as a sessional instructor. So I was actually working in the field of mental health with individuals that have developmental disabilities and mental health issues. And so I came to TRU to teach the Introduction to Disability Studies course and to teach some introductory courses in the Human Service Program. And yeah, I gained some experience as a sessional, eventually applying for a tenure track position. And here I am today.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you were working, you said, in interior health with mental health. Mm-hmm. And substance use there, and that is the course that you're actually teaching me, which is which is pretty awesome. It's a little bit ironic that I'm interviewing you for part of my journalism class and you started in that sort of area and field, so that's kind of cool for sure. Yeah, so like the next sort of question I have for you, so TRU is such a wonderful campus. I'm loving it here, and I would assume that, you know, you feel the same way, and it's a pretty basic question, but do you enjoy teaching at TRU?
Oh, yes, I absolutely do. So as I mentioned a bit about my story there, you know, when I was working as a reporter, I remember coming to TRU to cover some stories and just like being moved by the energy on campus. Like mm-hmm. just you could really feel the energy, and I always felt, you know, a big connection and a big sense of belonging there. And I was like, I have to come here one day. And so, you know, eventually I did for my schooling, and then now more permanently, you know, in the role of a professor. And I just love TRU. I love the energy and the hope, and you know, walking through the halls and seeing all the different students working on all the different areas and aspects of their future, and perhaps, you know, being some change makers and problem solvers. It's the energy there is amazing. I love being at TRU.
Yeah, for sure. I can attest to that for sure. Like the diversity and the just the drive that a lot of people have is really awesome. So yeah, the next sort of thing that I was gonna kind of ask you, and it's a bit of a personal question, but if you're willing to share, that would be wonderful. And I just like wondering, do you have any moments in your practice or in your teaching career that really like make you feel like this is your calling, as some people say, or that this is like somewhere that you really fit?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I really do, because I'm still practicing in the field. You know, I just maintain a small practice still in interior health. And so through that practice, I often encounter students that I've worked with, you know, and taught in the program out in the field practicing. And it's in those moments that I'm like, wow, you know, this is amazing that through teaching at TRU, I'm able to support people in, you know, achieving their goals and their dreams, but also in the work that they do in helping others do that very same thing. And so it's just like got this spiraling impact, I think, that I really feel the work is meaningful. And yeah, I really feel fueled by it.
Yeah, if you can see me right now, I'm smiling my face off, because I obviously haven't started my practice yet. I have through practicum, but I am just so excited for that experience. Yeah. And it's for sure a wonderful thing when we have people like you to look up to. So that's definitely a great response to that question. And so I know personally, through being in this field, in this program at TRU, and everywhere around the world, I'd say, that there's like a constant need for more people in this field of work, and more people that are willing to help, more people that are, you know, empathetic and really, really want to make a change. Do you have any advice for anyone or someone who is on the fence or unsure about enrolling in the social work or human services?
Yeah, you know, I would say that this field offers such a diversity of sites to engage in work that it really is a fabulous career path to take. Because if you find yourself, you know, backing up even into the program, if you find yourself in the program and you're taking one area of a course that you're not as excited about as others, there are different, like you can take courses in disability studies, you can take courses in gender diversity, like you can take courses in green and global social work. I mean, there's just so many different areas, and social work as a profession links to so many other disciplines. So if you have an interest in philosophy, sociology, psychology, I mean, it's all here in the human service social work field. And then when you're out of school, there's just so many different places you can work and so many different ways you can do that work. You can work globally, you can work locally, in the medical field, in supporting families, you know, in community. There's just, it's such a diverse area of practice. I think it's really a fabulous career path to take.
Yeah, for sure. I know, again, through my own experiences and like personally, this program that I'm in, it's a lot of learning about people, and it's learning about yourself and like really deep diving into like just where you can make a change and learning about, you know, life skills at the end of the day, right? Through personal and professional work. So that's definitely, yeah, that's definitely a good answer for people who are unsure, because I know I remember I was unsure, and I'm just so happy that I kind of fell into this, because it's just been great. Yeah. And so you said that you were the field education coordinator. Yes. So yeah. Do you work with students through that, in like the sense of through practicum and getting placements with the community?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a field education coordinator, I get to maintain relationships with all the different social agencies in and around Kamloops, which I love, because, you know, keeping up to speed about what they're doing informs my teaching then, right? Which, you know, it keeps it really current about what's happening in and around our area and in our community. And then I get to work with students to kind of see, you know, where their learning is at, where they think they might like to try out some practice experiences. And also, too, I love sometimes challenging students and pushing them a little bit outside their comfort zone, because they, you know, may not know of an area that they want to try, and once they're in there trying that, they might be like, wow, this is, never thought about practicing here, but this is an amazing site to be, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome work that you're doing. And like, lastly, I just want to thank you for setting aside the time for this interview. It's not a super long one, but it was definitely informative and definitely exciting for me to do with you. And thank you again for all you shared with me and us who's going to be listening. But yeah, if you have anything else to add, leave us with some wise words.
just that this field is just, you know, it really is awesome. There's just so many opportunities in this area of practice, but it's also, I think, you know, especially in these times when we see a lot of crises happening around the world, global warming, wars, all those things, this is a field that's about change, and it's about making a change. And I think that when you feel like you can be a part of moving into a more hopeful direction, I think that really makes for meaningful work, which is important.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely appreciate that. So yeah, I hope you enjoy the rest of this day. It's a beautiful day, and I look forward to seeing you in class soon.
Yeah, sounds good. I hope you have a good rest of your week.
But yes, thank you so much.
Okay, take care.